How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday night edition of Sports Day. Scotty Sattler.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
And Jason Matthews in the chair tonight. It is, of course, TLT.
So much going on.
Dynamite.
Yes.
We're not doing that this year.
TLT.
And I will not fight.
It's not your call. TLT. Yes, Teamless Tuesday. It is the people's show. They make the decision.
Thumbs up if you want TLT each week.
Oh, Norbergine if you don't.
And
is that what you're going to say?
The Buddha emoji, if you don't.
Is the Buddha emoji too positive for a no vote?
Well, I think the Buddha emoji is more like a yoga emoji, isn't it? I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. How are you, Scott Sattler?
I'm really good. Really, really good. Great show last night, actually, and thank you very much. So we had so much feedback and so much interaction with the listeners, whether they called up on 1300-01-1170. And also a lot of text messages about, which was quite a sensitive matter, of course, with the we didn't want to focus too much time on it. But as we know, emotional moments get people riled up a little bit. So it was great. It was really good interaction. So
yeah, nice.
Hoping we get a little bit more of that, because there's another allegation that's on the horizon of a completely different nature from one of our biggest sporting identities at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, the whole stuff around Sam Kerr. Well, we just had to listen to some audio, which we'll play a little later on from a media conference today, and it's so many questions coming out of that.
Mm.
But the big one, Sats, just off the top, is how did nobody? It's alleged that this went back to January 2023.
This is Sam Kerr, of course.
Kerr with the allegations of racial abuse towards a police officer, and in the UK. So the incident was alleged to have happened in January 2023. So this is what, 14 months ago?
Before the World Cup.
Mm. What I don't understand is how does nobody know about this?
Especially in the UK when the media are onto
tabloid.
Everything. Tabloid media, like you're saying, it's next level. I reckon it's a reason why Eddie Jones was so set against the media after coming back from coaching England, because they just tear you to shreds, and there are leaks everywhere in the UK entertainment and sport industry. So yeah, it's interesting how no one in Soccer Australia or Football Australia knew about this. How FIFA apparently
Chelsea.
Didn't know about this. Chelsea, her home club, didn't know
about
this.
Well, we don't know whether
Chelsea
knew or not.
Mm.
We don't know whether FIFA knew or not.
Well, we saw Luciano Leilua. He appeared in a Townsville court a couple of weeks ago for a drink driving charge, and turned up, and the Cowboys didn't know about it. The Integrity Unit didn't know about it. It was a journo at the courthouse that actually rang the Cowboys and said, "Did you know Luciano's fronting?" So it happens. It happens in professional sport.
Yeah, but this is one of the biggest stars in her sport in the world.
Mm.
Let's not make a mistake.
Yep.
How is that kept quiet?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It was disappointing to wake up this morning to hear that news. And, of course, she'll have a day in court next year sometime.
Another year.
Yeah, 2025, it says.
2 years.
Which is, I hope that...
Since being charged. And, again, this is different to Spencer Lenu, because he's been charged by the NRL, the governing body, whereas Sam Kerr has been charged by the authorities, so she's got to front a court of law. So it's a criminal matter. Yeah.
Anyway, chance to have you say on that, 0457 736 736. Hello to our listeners through SENZ in New Zealand, 8833. And for everyone, 1300 01 1170. Our listeners through the Super Radio Network, SEN stations 1170 Sydney, 693 AM in Brizzy, Track, Fanatic, and all those listening via the SEN app. Great to have you on board tonight. It's a big show, massive show. And I want to kick it off with one of the greatest prizes you'll ever win.
So better than a Sports Day esky?
Yes.
Better than one of those flog A-grade hats from Joel and Fletch?
Better than a house. Mm. It is. KFC wants our listeners tonight to take the night off.
Mm.
So we've got up for grabs, not one, Sats, but two $200 KFC vouchers.
What?
What?
That's right, Oprah.
Why don't we keep one for tonight, one for tomorrow night?
Because we'll have another two tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
Scott.
Okay, wow. Do you know that for a fact, or have you just thrown that out there?
I think I read it somewhere. I want to give away tonight on the show for our best contributor.
Or two best contributors.
Two best contributors.
Yep. Can You're the one right. person win $400 worth
no.
of KFC? Okay,
no.
gotcha.
Right no. So best text or caller tonight, callers, texters, will score themselves. Everyone will go in the draw for one of the $200 KFC vouchers to give you the night off. That is unbelievable.
That could feed
me
6 months. They could feed me for 6 months.
6 months for you?
You 6 hours.
6 hours for me. That's one sitting. What are you talking about? 0457 736 736 is our text number. 1300 01 1170, or New Zealand 8833. When has he, this man, Adrian, is on the line.
Rouse Hill.
Hey, Adrian. Good to hear from you.
How you going, guys? All right?
Yeah, good.
Good, Adrian.
Hey, how you getting it?
Mate, I can't believe, you know, some of these people about this race of vilification. If it's proven right, they're going to absolutely show the book at somebody, at Spencer Lanou, who I do like as a guy. Mm. But they had a caller on yesterday. This is the problem with this country. He is the caller, absolute Neanderthal. He said not only did Spencer Lanou, if it's proven that he did say it, has brought the game into disrepute, but Ezra Mam has as well. I mean, jeez.
Yeah.
You can't help stupidity.
They've got to come down hard on him. I reckon 12 weeks, and if it's proven that he did say it, 12 weeks and, you know, 100, 200 grand fine.
Yeah, I think the precedent a lot of people seem to think was set a few years ago, a couple of years ago, which was 4 weeks for a homophobic slur.
Well,
but...
Yeah, that's way too light. Way too light.
I agree. It is also.
But then you had the Maguire issue in the Super League in the UK, which was, what, 12 weeks?
Yeah, you got double figures, yeah.
You know, I mean, everyone says that, you know, it's up to you whether you want to take offence to it or not. I mean, he was clearly upset by it. And you had other people say, oh, because the Broncos were behind in the game, perhaps that was part of the reason. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, it's rubbish.
So, Well, that was Graham Hughes and Brett Pappas. There you go. I mean, seriously, those guys need...
All right, mate. Well, listen,
have a good night. Look at themselves.
All right, Adrian, we've got to go. But we've got to go.
Yeah, can I just quickly say something? I quickly say one more thing?
Yep.
In all my time, right, I've played with and against Indigenous people, and some of them have been top-notch, others have been quite the opposite. The nicest person I ever met was a guy named Steve Bear Hall. Laurie Daly knows me. He's from Dubbo. He was a brilliant footballer, and he was involved with the West Tigers before he passed away so many years ago. The only time I've ever been ripped off and cheated by and everything that cost me an opportunity and cost me money was a white Anglo-Saxon male every time.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. There you go. There's Adrian on fire tonight. He's cranky.
Hmm. I mean, whether someone's wronged you is not a matter of what culture they're from. It's a matter of what human being they are.
It's their makeup.
Yeah, but yeah, thanks, Adrian. But I got to say, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit later on about Spencer Lanou and his response to an interview with Danny Widler, which I don't think was appropriate for the situation as well. But I think there's some other people that are going to be asked some questions about, you know, why he's allowed to say those comments. But anyway,
yeah, for a club, it's very hard to get interviews out of. He was just allowed to roam around and talk to anyone. Adrian's in the draw for a $200 KFC voucher, so he can have the night off. KFC takes footy seriously as they do fried chicken. Take the night off with a family feast and keep the team happy. Tonight's show, we haven't even got into who's on the tonight's show, and we're 10 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe this? Marcelo Montoya. Now, you and Rat spoke to him earlier today.
Yes.
The Warriors winger. He'll be joining us on the show.
Kid.
Yeah.
Really, really nice kid. Whenever you talk to anyone at the clubs that he's played at, the Bulldogs and the Warriors, I was fortunate enough to meet him last year in New Zealand, and I've got to say he is one of the most enjoyable current players to be around. He just has always got a smile on his face. He's, from all reports, he's just a pleasure to have in a playing group. He just tries to do everything for his teammates. Yep. Yeah, he's, yep. he's a good kid.
Yeah, nice to hear, Sats. Now, this one's close to you.
Yes. What?
The Kia GM of marketing, mm-hmm. Dean Norbaardo, will be joining us. He's the brains behind that unbelievable Kia commercial, which hit my social media on Sunday. Arvo, I first saw you share it, and then I watched it again, and I kept picking up new stuff all the time, Sats. And before you know it, by 2 o'clock that afternoon on Sunday, Arvo, it was in my mates' feeds, and they were sharing it around WhatsApp group. Mate, this is one of the greatest ads I've ever seen, and I haven't even spoken to you about it, but since that was launched, it went nuts. I had mates in Vegas watching the game at Allegiant Stadium, like watching the video as it was just going nuts. I want to talk to Dean about the idea, how it came about, how he chose you to be in the ad.
Oh, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Well, out of all the rugby league players.
Well, there's a winger on there, Wendell.
Yeah, I know.
How did a winger get a start?
Well, premierships three, wasn't it? Premierships.
Yeah, but wingers. Just
dual international.
Dual international.
Mate, there are too many halfbacks in it for my life.
Rat was filthy.
Yeah.
I believe Rat went home to Chloe and said, how did I not get a start in this? Yeah. How did Dell beat me for a start?
Yeah, good point.
He said, for God's sake, I was the last person to score the winning try in the last time we won the Bledisloe.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, no, absolutely. In a jersey. Chloe, I was wearing a jersey 8 sizes too big
exactly.
for me.
Exactly. Yeah.
KFC's Colonel's Court coming up a little later on. You and I are going to debate an issue, and I'm actually going to throw my Rabbitohs under the bus tonight. Well, something I want to debate with you about the Bunnies.
Okay.
All right, so I'll have
you off them already, are you?
No, I'm not off them. Okay. I've just got some concerns that it's carried over from last year. Right? Don't laugh at my Bunnies.
No, St. Boyd, 2HD, he says, I think you should give Glenn both KFC vouchers so he and all his women can have the night off.
Oh, that text is in the running. 127 said, yay, Adrian's back as well. Mm. Also, what coming up? You've got a what for us, 0457 736 736 or 8833. Tonight, this is a good one. We're going to get some good texts around this. What team or player makes you watch them? Now, it doesn't have to be NRL.
Okay.
Can be any sport.
Mm-hmm. Paul Kelly used to make me watch AFL. And he's still today my favourite AFL player.
A lot could be said for his old teammate Plugger.
Yeah.
In fact, I named my cat, my female cat, after Plugger.
Maccabi Diva. Might and Power, originally, made me watch horse racing. Yeah.
And then of course, you had Maccabi Diva.
Yep.
And then Black Caviar. Mm. Like, my kids, young age, were watching Maccabi Diva with me on a Saturday afternoon. Like, outside of the Melbourne Cup, how often has a horse race stopped a nation?
Exactly.
How many wins was it? 30 or something like that in a row?
Yeah. But they did. If you're not a regular, and you didn't have to be a punter, you just had to watch it to be able to say, well, I was around when the great Maccabi Diva, or, you know, when winning 3 Melbourne Cups, which we talked about the other day, about records that you'd probably never be beaten. I mean, 3 consecutive Melbourne Cups, it's going to be really difficult to beat that.
What about
this day forward?
You love your boxing.
Love it.
Which boxer made you watch boxing?
Manny Pacquiao. Yeah, wow. When I was a kid, it was just Jeff Fenwick.
Yeah.
And Jeff used to fight 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah.
Now they fight once a year. Tyson used to fight 5 times, 1 time every 5 weeks. So,
that's incredible.
Everyone watched Tyson because he was a train wreck. It was just, you just want to know how long he was going to knock a person out. But as a kid, it was Jeff Fenwick. Just always wanted to watch Jeff. As I got a little bit older and knew a little bit more about the sport, I was just like everyone. It was just Tyson. And then when I become a lot older, and Manny Pacquiao was still my favorite fighter of all time.
Tennis, McEnroe for me growing up.
Yeah.
Like, he was the ultimate, wasn't he? Mm. Just to see what he was going to throw at the umpire. Just incredible stuff. Okay, which sports person or team, it can be a team as well, makes you watch them?
Yeah.
Any sport. 0457-736-736, 8833 or 1300-01-1170. Jeez, let's get into the good oil, thanks to Cobram Estate, before we go to a break. Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. Regardless of what he said or didn't say on the field, I found, and we talked about this off the top of the show, but what Spencer Lemieux said to Danny Wilder on Channel 9 after the game has got us, it's got us all scratching our heads.
Yeah, you know, it's just a little bit of bounce on the field, and, you know, whatever he wants to do with it, he can come see me after if he wants, but, yeah.
Did something happen, or?
No, I don't know. I don't know. It was just all funny games on the field, you know, a little bounce on the field, but if there's anything, I'm here. If they want to do anything, we stay in the same hotel, so I'm right there.
I mean, first and foremost, I love the whole we're staying at the same hotel, but take that out of it. It's a foolish response that sort of backs to the old days, whereas I'll meet you in the car park after the game. We used to see a lot of that in the game. I'll meet you
in the car park. Oh, but did it actually occur?
No, or I'll meet you in the tunnel, and then the adrenaline dies down and everyone's mates again. And some may like that response, but it was a foolish response. So now, he's an inexperienced player when it comes to the media and how to manage your responses to certain situations. But you know what? I would like to think the questions will be asked already internally at the Roosters around why he wasn't contained at full time, knowing how this was going to blow up post-game. And I'm really surprised that the Roosters media representatives didn't actually grab him. And when the media were trying to get to him, have said, hey, you know what? It's a sensitive situation, guys. It's best that Spencer makes no comment as a club. We'll let Trent handle it. We'll let the CEO handle it. Because the Brisbane Broncos, they got Ezra Mam out of there ASAP. Now, he was visibly upset, but they got him into the dressing sheds as quick as possible. So, he shouldn't have been allowed to. And people say, hang on a sec, he's an adult, he's a big boy, but there's...
Well, look, it's happened.
Well, there's some people that they just don't know how to handle the media. They're inexperienced, they don't know what the responses need to be. And when you scale it all back, and again, the adrenaline comes out of the situation, you'd like to have the situation over again.
Yep.
But he should have been contained.
Absolutely. 100% sats. Steve from Dubbo's jumped in and said, the Roosters have always been a national embarrassment. They've now become an international embarrassment. A suspension won't be sufficient. The club should be kicked out of the comp.
Now, 088 says Roosters are usually really sharp regarding their media. They do. They keep everything really in-house.
Getting blood out of a stone.
Yeah, it is. But you've got to sort of also commend that a little bit because they keep everything in-house. Everything, everyone knows their role. And how the hell did no one grab him straight off the field, 088 says.
Unbelievable. Unless their media rep wasn't there, but I couldn't imagine that wouldn't be the case.
Would have been stuck to them like glue.
Yeah. Anyway, your thoughts, 0457 736 736, best caller and texters tonight. We've got two $200 KFC vouchers to give away, so you can have the night off. We've got to go to a break, but before we do, Brendan from Brisbane, very quickly, mate.
Yeah. Hey, guys, how you going?
Yeah, really well.
That's good. Hey, just quickly, this does my head in, this whole conversation. I've listened to it all day where they talk, well, we need education or we need more education. Or my mum and dad never had to sit me down and say, you know, you don't say statements that are racist. You don't vilify homophobic statements. You don't be sexist. They just taught me respect. At what point in time do these people start taking responsibility for not having respect for themselves and therefore everyone else around them? Because to me, that's all it's about. If we teach people to have respect, then this stuff goes away. Because then it's not about the colour.
Yep.
It's about the character that's in the person, which is what I loved about what you said earlier, Slats. It's not about whether it's white, black, brindle or whatever. It's about the character of the person.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. If you're not taught this stuff or you're not exposed to this stuff, then you don't use this language. And, yeah, you're right. You can educate. You can educate someone at that age, but education should start a lot earlier. And one of the other things, is this stuff going on in park footy at the moment?
Don't know.
Because that would be a concern if it is.
I guess it probably is because, society is a reflection of itself. And
absolutely.
And therefore, there's no respect being taught the way through, unfortunately. But if we get back to some good old-fashioned values and we get back to respecting each person based on the quality of their character, then, mate, this stuff goes away. And this whole notion that we need to take 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds and give them more education goes out the window.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and it's, mate, I feel sometimes, and Sats, you're close to this, you played the game, I feel sometimes that's just ticking a box.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely.
That's all it is.
100%.
We've dealt with it, ticked the 100%. Box, have educated them, and bang, it happens again. Hey, listen, Brendan, I'm going to give you the night off, mate. $200 KFC voucher is yours, my friend.
Thanks so much.
Well
Lovely
done.
Work. Thanks, KFC.
Enjoy.
Thanks, SEN.
Hold on, mate. We'll get your details in a moment. Great call there from Brendan. We've got to go to a break. We'll take some more of your calls. There's a couple standing by. We'll get to those and your text in a moment. This is Sports Day.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. Satsy, Jace here for your Tuesday night. Jeez, everyone wants a piece of this... this second KFC $200 voucher so he can take the night off. Dane Zorko's text through. He wants it. But, mate, you got to stay fit. They're
Job
playing.
Yeah.
He is, isn't he?
No, you.
What do you mean? He's text the show. What do I do? Do I not read it out? Okay, well, I won't read it out.
Well, he's got another year with the Lions.
Yeah.
He would have been great for the Suns under Hardwick.
He's Gold Coast boy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they've got Carlton Friday night. You can hear that game live on SEN as well. Might as well do a bit of a plug for it. Rightio, time for the Colonel's Court. What is it? The Colonel's Court. Let's get into it. I don't care.
Now it's time for Colonel's Court thanks to KFC. Score big with KFC's Footy Feast. Order today.
Before we get into it, I'm just going to a bit of a debate with Satsy. We're talking about this off the air. His favourite... My favourite is the Zinger burger. But you got to have it with the bacon and cheese.
If you like that, just have a little bit more of a healthier option.
Yeah.
You got to go the wrap.
You see, I'm not a wrap guy.
Fillet wrap. With copious amounts of mayonnaise dribbling off your chin.
You've just ruined it. You really have. I don't know. What do you prefer? I prefer the Zinger. Do you support Sats on the original chicken fillet wrap? Let us know on the text. I'm going to talk about the bunnies in our bit of a debate in the Colonel's Court tonight. Can I just hold fire on that? Because Jerry from Redfern's on the line. Jerry, how can we help you, mate?
Hey, boys, how are you?
Really
good,
well.
Mate. Good.
That's good, boys. Love the show. Mate, a couple of things. I'm a South Sydney tragic and
good
very
man.
Disappointed with that the other night. Hopefully it's first round jitters or something, but, you know, the way we ended last year and, you know, started this year, hopefully it's not the same thing. But I didn't ring for that. I was ringing because, Sats, mate, I love you. I'm with you on most things. But, you know, that about Spencer and saying that he's not sort of, you know, well rehearsed with the media and all that stuff. Well, you know, The Roosters sent him over to Vegas a couple of weeks ago as their ambassador. So, like, I think that argument's sort of null and void, you know what I mean? Because you can't send the bloke over there, you know, as your representative and then, you know, say he's not, you know, he hasn't done much media and stuff like that. Maybe he hasn't, but, you know what I mean? If that was the case, like, you know, they wouldn't be sending him over there, right?
Yeah, that's a perception. The perception is that the rugby league world is so professional that they would vet all the players and who's the best person to represent the club. Sometimes that player is going one because they're on the injured list and they're not in the main squad. Now, that wasn't Spencer Lenu. It could be because it's their time. A lot of clubs use certain players in blocks of media blocks. So you won't talk to the media for, say, 3 or 4 weeks, but then it's your block. He may have been in his media block where he was sent as the representative. Maybe because he was the first real big signing for the Roosters, off-season signing. The perception is they are media savvy because they've been put up as the poster boy, and it is sometimes so far from the truth. Jerry, if that makes sense.
Yeah, look, 100%. Yeah, I agree with you. And to be honest, when I saw that he was sent over there, I thought, geez, like you know what I mean? He's new to the club. So he doesn't really, he's not a real rooster, you know what I mean? Like, so he can't really talk about, you know, the history and
exactly,
all that sort of stuff. And the second thing is, I never saw him much on the media doing interviews and that prior. So I was like, well, you know, same what you're saying, he's not media savvy, but, you know, and then I thought, maybe they sent the wrong bloke. Like, nothing against him, you know what I mean? But,
yeah, I know,
you know, they could have sent someone like Tedesco or someone that's been there, you know, for years and he knows, you know, the ins and outs and all that sort of stuff. But, yeah,
I would have sent Jared Ware Hargraves.
But he wasn't playing.
Wasn't playing, but he knows the history. He loves it. He bleeds the club.
Imagine sending Victor Radley.
So it's just a matter of circumstance, Jerry, the reason why Spencer Lenny was sent. And not a lot of thought behind it.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, thanks for your calling, mate.
It's a bad situation.
It's not good.
Thanks, Newman.
Mate. You too. Yeah, got it. That's
Kramer,
good.
Well done.
Very, very good. Hey, what I want to debate with you tonight in the Colonel's Court, thanks to KFC, I better start.
Oh, you finally got your gavel?
Yeah.
Noise,
my bunnies, mate.
Yeah.
And I know it's one game, but I think it's a follow-on from last year.
You're one of these people that just...
No, I'm not.
You just lump on after 1 week.
No, I'm not lumping on after 1 week. I'm in fear of something, and this could prevent them from making the top eight this year. I think they're in danger of becoming the Warriors of old. You know what I mean by that? Like, the Warriors used to leak so many points before Andrew Webster got there. But their hope was that, you know, we're going to outscore teams because we can score tries from any part of the field.
It's a dangerous side also, just that thinks like that as well. They're a dangerous side if you've got the players to execute that. If you score 20, we'll score 30.
South led the comp, as we all know, after round 11 last year, and then they missed the eight. And they ended up finishing with the eighth best defensive rankings in last year. So they slid down quite a bit.
So the Roosters were top two, if not the best, goal line defensive side.
Yeah, but I'm talking about overall.
Didn't make a peep in the final.
That's right. Mm. And I'm just worried. I'm starting to see a lot of points put on South.
Yeah, yeah. They went in there with some inexperienced players in key defensive positions. Jacob Gagai, second oldest debutant for South. Great that he scored a try.
But they've had all off-season to get this right.
Yeah, game.
They knew what the team was going to be for a while.
The game is completely different.
How?
Well, because you're defending at training, you're defending against the like-minded players in your club that are running the same plays. They're executing their attacking plays. You don't know what Manly are going to throw at you round one. So basically, you're putting your faith in players. Richie Kenner, who's a good outside back playing in the centres. You haven't got a Jack Whiten, who's an experienced player, played big games. You haven't got Campbell Graham, one of the better defensive centres in the competition. So hence why they were disjointed in really key parts of the field.
I guess we'll know after about round six, won't we?
Well,
mate, they're up against the Broncos in round two. They want to fix that defence up. Otherwise, the Broncos are going to put 50 on them.
Well, for South, it's not about round six. It's about 2 weeks after Origin 3. Because if we look back to last year, that's when they started capitulating.
I'm talking about a trend line of what we saw. Yeah, you're right. Origin 3 ruined South.
I would love to see, and our colleague Joel Kane has thrown this up, and I love the idea. I would love to see Latrell start at fullback, Jack White in the centres, and they alternate throughout the game.
You think that'll help? Attacking-wise, I don't think there's a problem. They still scored 26 points or whatever it was in Vegas. It was a wonderful game. That was your first game of rugby league as an American. It had hits. It had tries. It had everything. Blood. Had lots of blood. But I'm just worried about the amount they're leaking. And that happened at the back end of the year. Mate, they're getting blown out of the park.
They're just joined at the moment because of some of the key players they don't have in those positions.
So last year was injuries and Origin.
Mm-hmm.
They've had the off-season to get this right. I agree with you. I'd love to see Whiten and Latrell switch around, but do you think Whiten will help those defensive lapses?
We'll see. He should be. He's played in big games. When he was playing in the centres for Canberra at the back end of the season, I had concerns about him defensively, Jack, and I thought a couple of times he really got shown up. He was isolated and got in no man's land.
Mm.
But he didn't train there all year. He didn't play there a lot of year. He was thrown there at the end of the season. It's going to be different when he spent a complete preseason in that position.
All right. No matter whether you're picking a zinger with bacon and cheese or whether it's a chicken original tender wrap, let's be real, no matter what you order when you're eating KFC, everyone's a winner. Kick back and enjoy the footy with KFC's family feast ordered now and score big.
Now, before we get to the break, Andrew from Terry Hills, we talked about what sports man, woman, whoever it may be, you love watching or you just makes you want to watch their sport. Andrew from Terry Hills says, I wouldn't miss Leighton Hewitt play. Bit of a rat bag, backed it up with ability, and never say die attitude, Aussie qualities, go the Bunnies. But I'm a bit worried about this year. Love to hear your thoughts, boys.
Same,
well, we just spoke about that, Andrew, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right, it but anyway.
South, I think they'll be heavily entrenched in the eight.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not... Yeah, I just got a feeling we're going to get pants against the Broncos in round two if we don't fix things up. Rightio, break time. This is Sports Day. Your calls and texts are on the way next.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
What's that, Ned?
Kia's getting a ute.
Yeah? What's it called?
This is your ad,
Should call it the Kia Tugger.
How good is it?
I don't remember you kicking 1,000.
I call him Tugger. And,
the
and
Kia Buddy.
If you want a name that really qualifies, surely the Kia Aloisi.
Mate, this ad released across social media on Sunday is Kia's advert for the new year.
Volk's got a nice ring to it.
I'm hanging in here because I want to play the Sats
bit. If it's rings they're after, surely the Kia Bingo.
Yeah, it's like a big silver trophy.
Not a bowling one, is it?
We're going to get a discount for Australia of the Year.
All Australian captains.
Hall of Famer coming through.
34 Origins.
7 Australian Opens.
23,000 nautical miles.
And a Clive Churchill medal.
Halfbacks.
I love that.
Now, I had to chase him. There's no way I was going to get him, but I ended up getting him.
What did you win it for?
Oh, it was a couple of weeks' work.
Anyway, the ad goes on. It's just full of Australian sporting heroes. I fed Inkham. It is one of the greatest ads I've ever seen. Not even on television. I just, it went nuts on Sunday afternoon. And of course, you're in it, Sats. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But right now, let's get the man behind the idea, the GM of marketing at Kia. It's Dean Norbiato joining us on the line, fresh from Vegas, mind you.
Hasn't slept.
Dean, mate, this is, fair income, mate, the best ad I've ever seen in my life. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, gents. Look, that's a fair pump up. I'm sure you've seen better, but we're pretty happy with the humble little spot that seemed to grow legs on Sunday afternoon. And as a barometer, just my mates texting me about group chats blowing up and screenshots. Mm. And you know that you're on something special when that happens, when you're not pushing it on people. They're trying to pull and gain the content. That's when you know it's pretty special.
I just want to get a couple of things out of the way first, if you don't mind, gents. Welcome to Sports Day. Firstly, I want to take the opportunity to say thank you for being a major backer of Sports Day over many, many, many years, Dean. And our listeners love you, and so do you. Thanks for keeping us in work. We appreciate that here on the show. Secondly, this cool commercial with these amazing sporting icons, and Sats even came back, you know, off the air going, oh, God, you know, I was involved and I met Tugger and I met all these people, all these amazing sporting heroes. How did the grand final hero of 2003 get a start?
Look, it's a good story. Now, I'll full disclosure early, I'm a big Panthers supporter.
Right.
And Brandy was too expensive. Nathan Cleary wasn't available. So who else? My man, Mr. Sattler, and that tackle. So, mate, that was an easy one. Being, like I said, there was probably some bias in me being a hard-out Panthers fan. But we're talking iconic moments. That from Mr. Sattler was an iconic moment, and didn't he tell everyone on set?
Hey, now, Dino, the actual set itself and the idea around the, you know, the old-fashioned sort of Western pub and everyone playing their role, whose idea was that? Your idea? Was that your team that all just threw in ideas throughout the process?
Yes, we wanted to, I mean, we pride ourselves on looking to do stuff a bit different. It was a session in a pub just like that with myself and one of the guys in the team. And we were just talking about how we could do something differently. And look, I can't say too much because the ad evolves and we get to actually naming the ute and how that happens. And that was probably the genesis of the idea, that was going to start with just a few Broncos. We have them as a major part. And then we thought, no, this has got legs to go full NRL. And we thought, you know what, this has got bigger legs to go even bigger than that. And then we also wanted to get as many sports stars around Ash Barty to try convince her to come back into tennis, because we're a major partner of the Australian Open. So that was kind of something below the surface that we tried to get as many people to influence her to come back. But that didn't work, but we ended up creating a pretty good ad. So, yeah, that's where it come from.
Yeah, I thought Ash Barty and Damien Oliver's input to it was amazing, really funny. Damien Oliver's delivery of his line is amazing. But was there any guys or female sportswomen that you tried to get that were unfortunately unavailable?
No, we had a pretty good success rate. There was only one person who priced themselves out of the market, but everybody else, once they heard the lineup, everyone was more than willing to come on board. And I mean, I've heard some numbers bandied around as to what the full rate was that we paid, and it was far from that. Like I said, once you, it was a bit of a domino effect. Once people knew that Ash Barty and Scott Sattler were involved, then you know, you lined up your Buddy Franklins, your Dermot Brereton's. And Jessica Watson was another one, you know, sailed around the world at 16, just added that nice element. But I'd really like the delivery of Mackenzie Arnold as well. Yeah. You know, telling John Aloisi, who famously ripped his shirt off and ran around the stadium, to keep your shirt on, John. Just a lot of that was natural. And another favourite was, I mean, Ash Barty referring to winning the first Australian Open in how many decades is just 2 weeks' work. Yeah. Like, just delivered beautifully, as Australian as it gets. And I'll give Sats a bit of a pump up. Even his line was all off the cuff. So yeah. I think that really added to the genuine nature of the spot.
No, outstanding. And every time you watch it, you see something new again.
Yeah.
And I love the dig at the halfbacks. Halfbacks. I love that as well. Who are you starstruck by most, Dean? I'm going to ask you the same question too, Sats.
Yeah, look, I'll just go back onto your point about the amount of layers that are in the spot. And, you know, being a diehard Steve Waugh fan growing up, and I even had the GM bat that I'm sure a lot of listeners would have had as well. But there was a famous scene, I think it was 93 in the Caribbean, when big Curtly Ambrose, bloody 9'11", was staring down Steve Waugh in the middle of the pitch, and Richie Richardson was pulling him back by the wrist, and he just didn't back down. And that was just Tugger. So we recreated that scene with Alex Volkanovsky, like frame by frame, leaning in exactly the same. He was, I think he's 4'11", but a slight height difference, but you've got the same effect. So there's a number of those different layers. And look, for me, Steve Waugh was still a childhood growing up.
Yeah,
so I still get a little bit giddy meeting the great man. And I thought his little piece, the Kia Tugger to kick it off, really set the tone nicely.
What about you, Sats?
There were so many people, but I've got to say, I'm an AFL fan as well. I'd loved meeting Dermot. I spent a lot of time with Dermot Brereton, and he is just so giving with his time. And he just, yeah, he talks about how he wants to retire in a little place called Pottsville in the Northern Rivers, and but I've got to say, David Boone. I walked
Booney.
In. So we have some of our listeners, Dino, who say to us, "Oh, they've met Alan Border. They can't believe how small he is and what he did against those great West Indian teams." But David Boone is dead set 4'5". He is tiny, and to think what he did for Australian cricket as well, he and Border. But to see David Boone, earring and all. It was amazing, absolutely amazing to see some of the talent that was there. It was great to be a part of, Dino. So I think you're going to be run off your feet with all the feedback, and the continued ads are going to be what they call it, a hook and tease in the biz, don't
we?
They
do call it a hook and tease. Yeah. But isn't it amazing though? Like every one of my mates, and you mentioned this, Dean, at the start. We were sharing it by about 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. It was just going around all of our feeds and our WhatsApp groups and all that.
And I mean, this wasn't an outcome, but I'm getting unsolicited emails to my work email with people going, "I really think you should consider this name and this name." So, you know, it's gathered legs when just randoms are flicking me emails with names, of which Matilda was actually quite high. I'm not sure we're going to call it Matilda, but yeah, that was one of the ones that come through three or four
That's
times.
Awesome.
It's interesting you say that, because a lot of people that have watched it, and on social media, Dean, I've watched some of the replies, they actually think it's a competition. People are saying, "Oh, I think it's definitely got to be the, you know, the Kia Skull, Kerry O'Keefe, or the Kia Booney." Yeah, they think it's a competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Isn't that great?
And the Volk, like when Volk turned up on set, he just fought 5 rounds that morning with 5 different fully fit athletes. And then he comes pumped up, bouncing off the walls, delivering his line, and Steve Ball still didn't back down. It was it was pretty impressive to see. It was like an Aussie male's dream being in that pub down at Bondi Junction.
Oh, you should have seen, mate. You should have seen the Sports Day studio, because just, you know, off the air and breaks and all that. And I go, "Oh, Sats, who was there?" And he goes, oh, such and such. He goes, oh, Volk was there. And I'm going, what? Like, he's naming all these, this Australian royalty, like even Ash Barty. Did you ever think you'd be in the same room as Ash Barty in your lifetime, gents?
Well, I didn't see her, but Dino did. Yeah.
But, like, seriously, well done, Dino. It's a bloody good ad.
Yep.
It's the Kia ute. Just tell us. We won't mention it to anyone. What's the name of it? What's the name of the ute? Is it going to be the Tugger?
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. I can't. Gents, it's been a pleasure.
Dean, beautiful, mate.
Go and have a sleep.
I'll talk to you.
Dean Norbiato, the marketing, the GM of marketing at Kia. Great job. Great ad. Sats, outstanding.
Thank you. No, it was a
Logie coming your way.
Absolute honour to be involved.
Yeah, it's good. Very good indeed. This is Sports Day. Back in a mo. Thanks to Kia.
We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. This is Sports Day. Sats and Jace here for your Tuesday night. Jeez, we haven't even hit team lists yet for this weekend.
Good.
Well, we could probably cover it off in about 3 seconds anyway. We'll do that soon. Marcelo Montoya joining us real soon as well, but some text messages, Sats.
Yeah, we got Jared from Christchurch. Welcome to the show, boys. Texting from Christchurch and speaking on players or sportsmen and women that you tune in to watch. I'm a league and union lover. But rugby league is obviously a far better product, but there's a Kiwi rugby player who you'd absolutely pay overs to go and watch. Number 10 for the Chiefs and the All Blacks, Damien McKenzie, D-Mac. Yeah, he's exceptional. He's got absolutely everything. Throws the ball around, tremendous skills. Yeah, he's well worth it if you haven't seen it. And up the Waz, he says. And this one also, this came through. It is makes you watch. Horse racing is a passion for me because it takes me back to the time when I was raising my children in the 80s with my late husband, small country town trainer. But each time I watch racing now, nostalgia hits and I remember the wonderful life I once had. From a 75-year-old lady, enjoy your family whilst you have them. Always choose kindness. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, there
thanks,
you go.
Mary.
That's nice, Mary. 75 years of age.
75. Well done.
So she goes, she's our eighth female listener to Sports Day. What about Cam? The more Spencer doesn't own it, I think the harsher the punishment will be. Well, listen, he's not owning anything yet because it's still an allegation. Mm. So we've got to be careful too, you know, on how we present that. So he'll have his say against with the judiciary. More of the show coming up short. It's busy. Back in a moment.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Hello and welcome to Hour 2 of Sports Day. Thanks to Kia and Nutrient Ag Solutions. Great to have you on board tonight. 1300 01 1170 is our phone. I just forgot what it was there, just for a slight moment. 8833, you can text us if you're in NZ, or 0457 736 736. Best text tonight or best caller will score for themselves before the end of the show a $200 voucher thanks to KFC. Take the night off. We'll give you the night off when we give you this $200 one. We've already given one to Brendan in Brisbane.
So it was from Carringbar. I like what he's done here.
Yeah.
G'day, boys. Absolutely love the new Kia ad, full of Australia's sports stars, but it makes me think only one thing, KFC. Love the show. Keep up the great work.
That's good.
So he's thrown two of our sponsors into the one text.
It's very good.
And also telling us how much he loves us.
Mm.
It's smart.
That's sucky.
I like it.
Yeah. So we're going to give it to the suckiest text.
Not yet. He's at the top of the ladder.
When we get desperate. Is that what you're saying? We should do that one night. The nicest text we get.
If we did the angriest text, it'd be Rooster Muzz, Bondi Jack and Crime Scene.
Yeah, you know, Crime Scene. Actually, I've noticed a change in his text messages. That's an idea every night.
Escalating?
Now. Yeah, but all he's doing is getting nasty and critiquing. Mm. Now, Crime Scene, do you want us to turn up at your work tomorrow?
He's highly intelligent man, Crime Scene.
He is. And
yeah.
We do love you, by the way. Some of your calls in a moment. You can get involved anytime. As I said, 1300 01 1170. Nutrient Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. You and Rat caught up with Marcelo Montoya early today. We'll have that chat in just a moment. Got a cricket update as well, thanks to Tui's. Aussies will play that second test against the Kiwis this Friday.
We're catch still it all playing on cricket?
Yes.
Are we still playing?
Yes, we are. What do you want, Mark from Quakers Hill or Glenn?
Let's go Mark first.
Okay. What? So start strong, finish weak?
Yep.
Mark, how are you, mate?
How are you, Mark?
Yeah, good, boys. You just got me just when I'm feeding my dog, so quite busy at the moment.
What sort of dog?
I've got two big German Shepherds, Indy and Caesar. Caesar's three, he's 50 pounds, and believe me, I'm just about to take them for a run, but they don't. I don't so much take them for a run, they take me for a run.
Of course.
We're sprinting every single time.
I had German Shepherd growing up. His name was Fritz.
Fritz.
He's the greatest dog ever.
Really?
Greatest dog. So gentle, mate. Yeah, they are. They're an underrated dog. Anyway, what can I do
they
for
are
you?
Very much. Well, I just wanted to call up and just talk about the Vegas matches on the weekend. I mean, it's like my brother's from Queensland. He's a big Broncos supporter. So it was nice to see the Broncos get pasted from a New South Wales supporter's point of view. But I've got to pick up on your comment there, Zach, Boogie, with regard to capitulation, because I think the way the Broncos played on the weekend, they got absolutely stomped by the Chooks. And if that's the kind of form they're taking into the season, well, they're going to capitulate worse than Manchester United are capitulating in the Premier League right now. I mean, Joey Manu was all over them during that game.
Right. I was talking about South. I never mentioned the Broncos. Maybe that
You're
was
talking about South. Yeah.
I was talking about South, and I was worried about
their defense.
But there
are some concerns
defense.
About the Broncos from some fans. I mean, Daddy Vass is a Broncos fan. I get what you're saying, and everyone's saying the loss of Herbie Farnworth. I think the loss of Tom Flegler is going to hurt them more than Herbie. Yeah, I think it's going to hurt them in the middle, Mark.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Because I think, I think two of the biggest problems the Broncos had during the match was the amount of interceptions the Chooks picked up on to literally score and set up plays with, and the amount of penalties the Broncos gave away.
Yeah, pressure.
All right, Mark. Pressure. Thank you. Thanks for your call, mate. He's here. He's prepping for his birthday next Tuesday. It's the star of Foxtel's hit brand new show, Flogglebox. It's Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Justin. How are you, buddy?
Good, mate. How are you?
Hey, Glenn.
Oh, really well, thanks, mate. Yeah, preparing. Mate, I want to just start. I was born on the 12th of March, 1960, in Manly Hospital. And in the bed next to me was Stevie Ash. Steve, if you're listening, welcome, mate.
What?
We both ended up going to the same public school and high school.
Right.
64? Are you 64, are you, on Tuesday?
I will be 64 on Tuesday, so that's correct.
Wow. Are you out in the wild at the moment? I can hear some birds in the background.
Yeah, we've got plenty of birds down the back. We got a cock or two. We got some kookaburras. But I've said to the boys to stay inside tonight and not interrupt this.
Oh, you're rank, you are.
So I went to Narrowena Public School. Never ever, in the time I was there, never ever been academic.
You ruined him.
Rooster Muzz wants to know what Glenn would do with $200 worth of KFC with Blow Up Brenda.
I don't know. I'm not saying I love our relationship with KFC. I'm not doing anything. So listen, I just want to give you some advice.
Why?
You and Rat, he's ringing back now. You and Rat destroyed him. He was on a run. He was going well. He was doing his goofy stuff, all my girlfriends and all that sort of. And we're all having fun and everyone was loving it. And we were talking about his blow-up girlfriends and all that. And then you, Scott Sattler, turned around and said to him, oh, mate, we want a Newcastle update.
Yep.
And since that day, when he was giving us week-old news updates, right, he's lost it. He's lost his rhythm.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
Okay.
You've destroyed the great man.
He's an icon still.
No.
He is. He's an icon.
What was that about?
I don't know. I got no idea.
Give us a couple more texts before we go to your chat with Marcelo Montoya.
Yeah, got plenty of texts here about a number of situations. When Cathy Freeman ran the race of a life, this is what makes you watch a sport, a sports person. It seemed to unite a nation. Of course, Australian runner Peter Norman, who shared a dais with the American athletes at the Mexico Olympics and wore the badge in solidarity.
Yeah.
Australian champion in every regard. Now, we've also got Paul here from Pukeki in New Zealand says, handle the media like you live life. Tell the truth without fear. Simple.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
And if on the back of that, Paul, I suppose he is handling the media like he lives, which is it's in your face, it's aggressive, it's I don't care what you think. And to some people, that's refreshing. To some people, it's refreshing.
Yes, not in this instance, though.
No, I'm not talking about the incident, the alleged incident itself, but the way that people say, well, when he comes out and goes, you know what, if he's got a problem with me, he knows where I am.
Pina coladas and wraps, fed income worm. You haven't... Zinger burgers every day of the week for Rooster Muzz. Thank you, Rooster Muzz. That was our Colonel's Court for KFC. I was pushing... I mean, Zinger burger with bacon and cheese. Anyway, earlier today, Rat came in and off his day off.
Are you going to use it as one of his appearances?
No, he'll send me an invoice.
You think so?
Absolutely he will. Mm. He doesn't do anything for free. Anyway, you boys caught up with the very talented Warriors winger Marcelo Montoya early today. Here's that chat.
He's away. He's got Poppy on his outside. Comes to Tabuai Fido. It goes to Montoya in a race with the hammer. The Warriors have gone back to back. Here they come.
You know what, Rad? Everyone I talk to about our next guest on Sports Day cannot speak highly enough of him,
not only
as a player, but off the field as well. I was fortunate enough to be at the Warriors presentation night last year, met him for the first time officially, and he's an impressive young man. 117 NRL games for the Doggies and his mighty Warriors, and he forms one half of one of the most exciting wing combinations in the NRL. And I've got to say, great name as well. Sounds like a Spanish bullfighter.
Yeah, he does.
On the line for Sports Day is Marcelo Montoya from the Warriors. How are you, Marcelo?
Hey, fellas. I'm really good. Thank you. And thank you for having me on the show.
It's a
privilege. Love you, boys. So thanks for having me on.
No, thank you very much for taking time. Now, I get that round one just around the corner. You've got the first game against the Sharkies, which we're going to cover for SEN and SENZ as well. But probably most importantly, Marcelo, on the back of how excited the fans were last year, and especially in a Rugby Union World Cup year, you must be just champing at the bit knowing that you've got a home game for your home fans to salivate on this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, a home game, and it's awesome to do it on round one, so I don't have to wait too long. So we're looking forward to it. You know, we know the Sharks are a great opposition. They have threats all over the footy field, so we've got to make sure we turn up. First and foremost, to play good footy, you know, because we know that they're going to come to win as well. So we're looking forward to it, though. Just can't wait.
Hey, Andrew Webster, who's a mighty impressive man. He's his first full season as a head coach. What has he said to the playing group coming back in for the preseason? You know, what sort of the messages has he given you to make sure that 2023 just wasn't a flash in the pan year for the club?
Yeah, I think, when we came back, obviously, after last season, he obviously said that it was like it was good for us to recognise what we had done last year, but also not settle. Like, we haven't really done much, to be honest. Like, you know, yeah, we made top four, but we haven't done what some of those, you know, kind of top four teams, or you know, like those Penrith, those Melbourne Storms, and you know, teams like that have, you know, like been able to win a comp and do it, but also kind of sit up there for a long period of time. So, you know, we know that, what we done last year was good, and I know we got the nation behind us, but we haven't really, you know, done too much. So he kind of humbled us in that sense, and just told us that we had to work harder. You know, if we wanted to be there again this year, you know, it's not going to present itself. We've got to make sure we go there and work really hard. And we've done that in the preseason, and, you know, we're looking forward to Friday, like I said. So, he's been... fantastic for us, whether in terms of acknowledging those kind of things, but also keeping us very humble.
Yeah, nice one. He's a great man. We've had him on a few times. He's one of the best. He's one of the most well groomed coaches we see.
His hair's perfect.
He must get a haircut every week. Do you know if he does? Like, he seems to be looking very sharp every time the camera flashes up on him.
He does, mate. Like, and you boys know what it's like being a player. More so these days, you know, we, you know, like we're going out for a fade every kind of second week. Or I know most boys, I know most boys are going out for a fade every week, but Webby, mate, he's on top of things. Like he knows, you know, when the camera's on him, he knows, so he makes sure he's in good nick. But, nah, yeah, he's definitely, mate, like he definitely looks after himself.
Yeah, very good. Very. Now, Marcelo, I've seen you play for Fiji, so I obviously knew the Fijian heritage, but you've got a Chilean father. Was it always rugby league for you, or did he ever try and push you into soccer?
Yeah. So I'm the youngest of four boys, and all my older brothers, I kind of played rugby league since we were young. And I wanted to play soccer, but they kind of forced me to play league, and I fell in love with it, man, since I was 5 years old. But my old man, you know, he was a big fan of all kind of sports, but he kind of just let me do what I wanted to do. But, yeah, like you said, being from that South American heritage, you would have thought, you know, I would have went down the kind of route, but my older brother's kind of forced me to play league. But man, I've loved it, like ever since I was a young fellow, and even now I still love it.
What about the Fijian heritage from your mum's side? Now, I only tried Carver for the first time 2 years ago, Marcel, and I've got to say,
numb tongue,
and I hallucinated as well.
Oh wow, you for got the rest good of the stuff. Night.
Yeah, so when you're like around some of your the Fijian mates and some of the Fijian rugby league players and in camps, does the Carver flow freely when you're in camp?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like obviously, my father was Chilean, but mum's Fijian. But the way we were kind of raised and the way we grew up was like the Fijian kind of way. And so when I was young, I was exposed to it, you know, straight away. So I've been around it for a while. And like you said, when I'm in Fiji camp, Carver's always there, and we're always having Carver sessions, especially after games.
Nice.
Like you said, it numbs your tongue, but also relaxes you.
Yeah.
It kind of actually works as an anti-inflammatory as well, so it's kind of good for the body as well. But, yeah, and you also get a good sleep at night from it, so it's kind of a positive thing as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, one of the, I suppose, the things I was looking forward to for 2024, Marcelo, was the return of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Like, I am so excited about, and I was excited watching him in the trials, and he just looked like he hadn't missed a beat. So give us a little bit of insight to what he's like behind the scenes, like what he's like with the playing group. I've heard he's just the ultimate professional when it comes to his training and his preparation.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak highly enough of Rog. I mean, he's obviously, like, he captained the club. He's won, you know, like, he won three consecutive Simon Mannering medals at the club when he was there, when he first came to the club. So, and obviously Dally M, so the accolades speak for itself. But I think what he's brought back to the club is just, I think he's come back knowing how hungry we are as a team and as a club. And he's just added to that. I mean, like you said, it's like his professionalism, what he does on the field, like that's just, like it's crazy to think that he's still moving the way he is at his age, and his body's in great nick. Like he doesn't look out of, I guess, I mean, like, he doesn't look out of place where he is. And, mate, like, the way he moves, it's still it rattles me at training to see, like, he breaks ankles at training. And I'm just like, man, how's he moving like this? You know what I mean? And to come back from Union, like, Union's a different kind of game.
Yep.
And you'd know, Matty, like, it's probably as an OB or like, as a back, you don't have to be as fit, you know? To come back and transition back into league. And still bring, and like, especially with the way the game is now, like the speed of the game, mate, he's just brought that back and he hasn't missed a beat, like you boys said.
Yeah,
he's got the best triceps I've ever seen, Matty.
No, he's,
best triceps.
Yeah.
His calves. His calves.
He's got it all. He's got it all. Let's not go any further. So, mate, I wanted to ask you, you're a Bulldogs junior. So you obviously grew up in the area. You know, you probably grew up supporting. Did you grow up supporting the Bulldogs?
Yeah, I did. So I grew up supporting the Dogs, man.
Yes, yeah. So you grew up supporting the Bulldogs. You play for the Bulldogs, and you left the Bulldogs after playing for them for 4 years, and you went over to the Warriors when they weren't the flavour of the month. They weren't the team that they are right now. Did you ever have any... Was there moments when you thought, gee, I wish I was back at the Bulldogs, or has it been pretty smooth sailing since you've been there? Because I know over the last 12 months, it would probably be a pretty easy place to play in New Zealand.
Yeah, for sure it is, and it's a great question. I mean... Like you said, I spent a lot of time at the Bulldogs, and I obviously came up through the younger grades and stuff like that. But I went through a kind of tough phase there, and I went through a phase where I was still only young, and I probably, like, I debuted when I was 21, which isn't too young. I mean, like, there's some boys debuting now a bit younger, but I kind of came through, and I still had to kind of learn, like, a lot about myself as well. And I think at the time, I wasn't playing great footy at the Bulldogs. And when I was coming off contract, when they told me they weren't going to re-sign me, I wasn't surprised because I probably wasn't putting my best foot forward in terms of, you know, like asking for another contract. And I know we weren't doing good at the Bulldogs at the time. I know we were chasing, I guess, trying to stay off the bottom of the table, and that was tough in itself. So, mate, I went through a tough phase there where I wanted to give up footy. I wanted to stop playing footy, and kind of my wife said to me, "Well, you know, like you gotta understand what you bring as well." And I, you know, just kind of like good hard look at myself in the mirror. And then when the Warriors came up, I was kind of grateful because no one had any offers for me on the table at the minute. Actually, Sharks offered me a 1-year deal.
Nice.
To be fair, and I was gonna take it because, you know, my wife's from Cronulla, and then obviously that stuff happened with Johnny Morris, and that went down the drain. So, the Warriors kind of threw me a lifeline, you know. And I just wanted to kind of find my feet again. I wanted to go out there and prove to myself what I could bring. So, that was my main goal. And, mate, like, I can't thank the Warriors enough for what they've done for myself and my career and my family. It was tough, obviously, those few years being in COVID. Obviously, we lived in Terrigal and then Brizzy. But being back here now, mate, that decision was all worth it. Like, and at the start, it was always the right decision for me to leave the Bulldogs. Like, I needed to leave there. I needed to find my feet again and kind of realise who I was as a person. And I think coming to the Warriors has done that and helped me kind of form that person I am now.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff, answer, mate. It's good that you see that as a lifeline. You want to repay that. Mm. And you're certainly doing that, mate. But what I wanted to ask you as well was... have you ever, I know we talked about hairstyles before and you having, you know, getting the fade and stuff, but I was going to talk about your winning partner in Dallin, Lytenny Zalesniak, and his amazing perm. I don't know if it's natural. It is beautiful, though. Have you considered growing your hair out? Because, I mean, he scored 24 tries last year in 20 games.
It's a great question.
So he could be like the Samson of rugby league. Like, he hasn't cut it off, has he?
Mate, it's a great question. That's all natural. And, I mean... you got to see what he does after training to appreciate why it looks so good. Because, mate, he has a shower, he comes out, he puts his cream, puts his shampoo, his conditioner, and he puts the special spray in there for it to look, so nice and shiny. But yeah, look, Dow is an absolute legend, and obviously last year, like everyone's seen, he had, and obviously, you know, getting that win of the year, which was well deserved.
Yeah.
Mate, I love putting that jersey on with him. But, yeah, like you said, that hair, I might have to start growing it now.
So yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you'd look awesome, you would. I reckon, Marcelo. Now, Vegas. I mean, I think you would have been like all of us. You would have enjoyed seeing the season kick off. Is also a little bit of FOMO. Is there maybe a feeling that you'd like to be part of that in years to come?
Yeah, I mean, mate, like what a great concept.
Yeah.
Track the game there. Obviously, America, you know, to promote the game there, I think it's only going to be best for us and be best for the game of rugby league. So I think that was massive. Man, I was just more stoked on watching the footy, just having footy back, but also how fast those games were. I thought first game it was very physical, like in terms of the boys getting in. I know some of those boys probably didn't play in a trial match, so that was their kind of first hit out. And mate, like the contact was on. Obviously the trial had a great game as well, but I thought Turbo, like seeing Turbo back, obviously after what he's been through last year or like the last two seasons was just great to see him back out there playing good footy.
Yeah, the four fullbacks are amazing, weren't they? Just lit everything up.
Yeah.
Now,
it was freakish.
Going to ask you some questions now. As I've said to other guests before, a lot of players run away from these questions.
This is intense.
Marcelo. This is
Marcelo.
Intense questioning. Okay, yeah. So get ready for it. Okay. If you had two tickets to the biggest event in the world, let's just say the Super Bowl, Marcelo Montoya gets two tickets. You have one, and you can only take one other teammate. Who is it, and why?
One, so I get two tickets, and I can take another teammate.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you boys don't get offended. I don't even watch the NFL, to be honest.
Okay.
But if I was to get two tickets, and I was to go, two tickets, I'd love to go to the F1.
Yep.
That was an F1, right?
Yep.
So say if it was the F1, the last race, and say it was like, deciding points for the championship driver. So, to say, for example, if it was Max Verstappen or Lewis Hamilton, and that last race determined points.
Yep.
I like the person I probably talk with me is Dallin, eh? Because he actually loves. Like, we both love cars, and I think he'd appreciate it. Because I'm the only one at the Warriors that kind of watches the F1. But I know he'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Nice. You outside backs got to stick together too.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that's a term, mate. You've got to look after each other.
You wingers are a very special breed. Yeah. Okay, if you had to mute He had to mute one teammate for 24 hours. You don't want to hear a word from them for 24 hours. Who is it?
I know this sounds a bit weird because he's our, like, he's our club captain, but it'll be Tui Harris. He's just a pest. Like, everyone sees like he's an absolute legend. He's the leader of our club, mate. And he's a freak of a player. But to me, he just picks at me, like, you know, every day at training. And for enough, he's in the middle and he looks at me taking the fish out there in the wing. So he's like, mate, this bloke here. So it'll be bangers. It'll be Tui.
Nice.
Okay, who's the one teammate that could be a comedian?
The one teammate that could be a comedian? I reckon Lukey Metcalf, only because, like, I know he loves, like, we both love Seinfeld, but I think he'd be the piss take. Like, everyone will take the piss out of him. So I think, I don't know if it's a comedian, but everyone would laugh about him, would laugh at him.
Nice.
You know?
Okay, last two, best dancer. Could nominate best yourself.
Dancer, Nah. I reckon Sean Johnson. Shawnee can move. He can move really well. So, yeah, I'd say Shawnee.
Yeah. No. Nice. Wasn't there one of the players last year that was doing like an aerobics pump class in the dressing shed? Wasn't there one of the...
Oh.
Who was that?
Best dancer I played with was
who?
Clinton Torpin.
Oh, no. That was that was Bunty.
He was leading too.
That was back... I think that was back in 2019. He was leading it.
Okay, last one. Can you tell us your welcome to first grade moment? Now, when your first game, and there might have been a run, a tackle, and you think, here I am, I'm finally here, and that's just made me realise that I'm with the big boys.
Whether you got belted or you scored.
Yeah, I reckon, it wouldn't have been my first game, so not my debut, but it was probably my second game. I was taking a carry off the try line, and I didn't mind taking a carry. You know, like, sometimes you look up and there's nowhere to run. And I looked up and I think it was Jack Jablovich. Like, we versus Manly in my second game of NRL, and we versus Manly at Manly. And I looked up, I didn't look up. Like, initially, I just thought, just put your head down and just get folded and get up, you know. But I look up and I see Jakey coming out of the line and Marty Tapau, and I said, like, here we go. And Jakey just folded me. And I said, yeah, this is it. This is what it's about. So, yeah. I reckon, yeah, like, my second game of NRL, but it's always good, those ones, man. You've got to appreciate it.
Mate, these forwards, they don't understand what we go through, Marcelo, when you've got that, when the fullback gets tackled on the sideline and you've got nowhere to go and they all just rev up on you. They don't have to take those tough carries, do they? It's up to us wingers.
Literally, yeah. Oh, I love it, brother.
Hey, Marcelo, it's been great to talk to you before the season kick-off. And you can take on the Sharks at Go Media Stadium. No, yeah, it's Go Media Stadium, isn't it, this week, Friday night at 8 p.m. Yeah. New Zealand, 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time, 5 p.m. Queensland time, and you can hear all the action on SEN and SENZ as well. Hey, thanks for taking time out to join us on Sports Day, mate.
Hey, Phyllis, thank you so much. It was an honour. Appreciate it.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. What a great chat with Marcelo Montoya before Sats. And thank you, Rat, for who's listening tonight, for coming in early today to do that interview. God, we're going to get your text. They are going nuts.
Really quickly, it's really interesting with Marcelo. We asked him, you know, what has Andrew Webster done about, you know, making sure that 2023 is not forgotten? And he said, we haven't achieved anything.
I know. How good's that?
How exciting it was last year. Yeah. We actually haven't done a thing. That's really refreshing to hear.
I hope our New Zealand listeners enjoyed that chat and as much as you and Rat enjoyed that. By the way, best text or call us. And I've already given away one. It's a $200 KFC voucher. So you can take the night off. KFC takes footy as seriously as they do fried chicken. Take the night off with a family feast and keep the team happy. We'll draw that before the end of the show. Though, before we get into text, quick cricket update for Tui's. I feel like a Tui's or two drink responsibly. Jeez, KFC and Tui's in the one break. Kill me now, Daddy. Could you? He said yes. I think he just wants to do that. Hey, as we know, Australia lead the Black Caps 1-0 in the Test Series after claiming 172 run at the base on Sunday. Did I not tell you to be done by 3 and a bit days? And thank you, New Zealand, for living up to that. You must have acknowledged that last night on the show.
No, we didn't. Because I forgot the cricket was still on.
Second test, mate.
Yeah, there is. Is Friday?
Yep, it's on SEN Friday. So you get the cricket during the day and the
Jared
footy.
From Christchurch, he'll be going?
I just want to finish. Okay. On SEN on Friday, you get the cricket during the day. So you get Matty Johns in the morning, followed by the cricket, followed by the footy, which are you calling Friday's game?
Warriors versus the Sharkies.
Yeah, what a day.
Great game.
What a day of sport. The second test starts this Friday with all the action here on SEN. Marnus under pressure? That's the question? No.
No.
No, he's fine. Hey, listen, this used to happen for years. There'd always be someone struggling in the Australian cricket team.
Yeah.
But if you keep winning, who cares?
Don't change.
How good was it to see the GOAT back in form too, by the way?
Who, Cam Green?
No, he's not the GOAT. He's a kid. He's a kid, not a GOAT. Is that
there
the same?
Go. Wow, boom, boom. Bang. Didn't mean that, did you? You may as well have the rest of the night off.
I'll see you later.
You go to Bali tomorrow, aren't you?
Why do I have to tell everyone my personal business?
I don't know.
I'm going by myself, too.
You seem to go to Bali quite often by yourself.
I've got a family over there. I just don't tell Anita. All right? They like me more than my Australian one. Brought to you by Tui's. I feel like a Tui's or two. Drink responsibly. Let's get into these texts. There are a ton of them.
Yeah, there are. Ian the Builder says, fair dinkum, Adrian is a tosser. Come on, Ian. One of our loyal listeners. Imagine if Spencer did something really bad, like deliberately smashing someone's cheekbone and jaw, like Latrell Mitchell did to Joey Manu, who got very little in the way of punishment. In Adrian's eyes, that would justify a week. But calling someone a name, give me a break. It is. It's really divided, isn't it, around what he should get if the allegations are true. And inexperienced, this is 181, says inexperienced. This is Spencer Lanu, inexperienced in relation to the media. Don't they get media training and education? Media would have been worse if the other club. But no, the perception is they are constantly doing media training. They don't, because there are some players that the media will always morph to. There are some players that the media will very rarely go to because they know they're not comfortable talking on camera, on radio, whatever it may be. We know players to not interview on the field, but because it was controversial, they beeline straight for him.
Can I just say, though, the Roosters stuffed up. They should have had someone around him. They should have gotten him off the field. End of story.
Like we said, the Broncos did. They got Ezra straight off the field.
Roosters dropped the ball on this one.
Yep. Braden in Perth, always listening and involving himself in the show. G'day, boys. Enjoy the show. As always, I think Jace might be right. I think South may be in for a long year this year.
What?
No, Braden, I don't think so. I think they got too many pinch hitters to not.
I was just watching the back page. Candy's back.
Candy Warner. Hmm. I think our friend...
He's got long arms.
Candy?
Yeah, very skinny, long arms.
I think our friend... Bonnie Hancock. I think she's on the show.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, gents. Latrell has to play in the centres. He's not a defensive fullback. Points will be leaked. Cheers, Mark.
So who's fullback? Whiten.
Yeah, probably people would think Whiten.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Will his defence be better in the centres?
I would play Jack at fullback. I would play Latrell in the centres.
Jack got the pace?
Yeah, absolutely.
Still? It is.
And the size. Okay. And I just think Latrell, yes, he injects himself.
He doesn't get the ball enough.
But the times he does get the ball, it's quality. It's a little bit of Joey Manu. Joey Manu plays in the centres, and he has one of the biggest influences on a game.
Joey Manu the other day was outstanding.
Yeah, he's got spiders on him.
Yeah.
Geez, why do people begin with, I love you, but? And your reply was unconvincing, Sats. I mean, I love you, but.
See, this is crime scene.
Yeah.
Critiquing everything
you do. Yeah, exactly. Boys, what's worse, drink driving charge and withholding the matter from your club or calling another person a name, a sensitive name?
Well, it's not a sensitive name. If the allegation's true, it's straightforward racism.
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
They're both bad.
What's worse? They're both bad because drink driving could cause the death of...
I wouldn't even...
Of someone. The other one is, creates... it's...
Hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're both bad.
Agree.
Cowboy. Can I talk KFC for a moment?
Yeah.
Zinger box with the bacon and cheese, Zinger burger, sweet and sour sauce. I call it the breakfast of champions. Best thing to cure a hangover. Well, that, Right. No, I'm not going to add that to it. Love your work, gents. Canara Cowboy. Jeez, I'll tell you what, he's close to getting that $200 voucher from KFC.
Close,
to take the night off.
Yeah. Hey, boys, I reckon Spencer Lenu was East ambassador due to his Pacific Islander heritage, big population in the US. Now, Daniel Stormy
might
Daniel.
Be right on that.
Well, Stormy Daniel has texted in also and said he believes that Spencer Lenu was on, he was on his leave because he won a comp with the Panthers. They played longer than every other club in the competition, so they get extended leave.
Yep.
So hence he was in that leave, which would allow him to not interrupt training, whatever it may be.
More of your texts in just a moment. We've got to go to a break. Some breaking news. Tevita Pangai Jr. has been named to make his NRL, oh, not his NRL, his rugby league return this weekend for South Logan.
Well, actually, there's a text here about that really quickly, and I'm going to find, if not, I'll read it out after the break. But it is about, here it is. JJ says, hi, boys. Top teams, you need a hard man player to compete. Broncos have lost Flegler. How long did before the phone call goes through to Tevita Pangai Jr. If you get him fit and healthy, all you need is 25 minutes. JJ, yeah, you are right. The difference is getting him to focus.
Yeah.
Getting him to stay channeled and getting him to stay, you know, right in the moment.
And as a Blues supporter, not Origin.
Because adrenaline takes over with Tevita and makes him do very silly things.
Kramer from Brisbane, thank you so much for your text. You're not winning the $200 voucher. Am I the judge? Souths are a team of champions, but not a champion team. Question mark.
Mm.
Is he asking that us or making a statement? Well,
it's a bit of a statement that requires a response. Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, it is a very good point, Kramer. All right, you're still on the draw. Break time. Back in a moment.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yes, welcome back to the show for our Victorian listeners listening in tonight. Tomorrow night, the general manager of football at the Melbourne Storm, Frank Panisi, joins Sats and Rat tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. I'll be tuning in from Bali.
On the wireless?
On the wireless. I'll be down. I've got the SCN app.
It's good man, Frankie. It's going to be interesting to talk to him about Melbourne 2025. What's that look like? Is Craig intimated that he's going to stay? Look, he has on a number of occasions. What's it look like with, you know, so many players that have left now? What's the next chapter of the Melbourne Storm look like? And what are their main focuses from 2025 onwards?
And, of course, what are they going for? 21 in a row, round one wins?
2003 was his first year.
Against Penrith.
Mm.
This is tough. And I heard a story today. They go, I think it was Cam Smith this morning with Pat Welsh, Ian Healy. He's like, are they giving him tougher competition now? The NRL want him to break the winning streak.
We played them round two in 2003. I'd never been physically beat up from a side like Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, if there was one team that we didn't want to play in a grand final that year, it was Melbourne. They would have lapped us in a grand final.
133's been on the text. Rabbitohs badly missed Graham and White in the centres. Big issue in the centres the other night. Yeah, there was. Defensively in particular.
Well, Whiten's back round two, but unfortunately, Campbell Graham, it's half a season, that one.
Mm. Oh, hopefully magic round sets around that. Yep. 11th round, he might be back.
Mm.
Now the competition goes 80 weeks. round 11's not bad.
Rabbits showed they can't win the premiership this season too. They have low control IQ. See, that
who's
crime
that?
Scene again, critiquing.
Who's he critiquing that?
South.
I don't know what to say.
What makes you watch is what one of our topics were. Worm, I have a signed cap and T-shirt from Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao. And
they
are fair dinkum autographs, not prints. Well, you've seen the frame that I brought in on the entrance. It's a pair of Manny Pacquiao's fight shorts that have been signed by Manny as well.
Can I read out a text from Iron Bronco?
Yep.
Woogie, is Cook a chance at centre if Whiten is injured during the season? You are definitely not in the running to win a $200 KFC voucher.
What about Rita the Maneater in New Zealand? I'm heading to the cricket on Friday. I might give this streaking a go to show off my svelte body from all the pole dancing I do. You were clapping.
What?
You didn't know whether to keep clapping.
It got
you?
A bit creepier.
Yeah. we've got plenty here about the Warriors and what makes you watch. Players I had to watch was Sir Vivian Richards. This is Sporty Gav. Followed by Lily Martin Chapel. Yeah. Then Border took over. Warne, etc. Actually, Shane Warne, 2 years yesterday since he passed away.
God, that's gone quick.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about cricket tonight? Because you reckon cricket season's
over. Well, he was bigger than cricket. Immortals, this is Iron Bronco. The reason why they went with Lena was because he was sent there to be the face of the NRL. The NRL would have made sure he's trained up with the media. Iron Bronco, I guarantee you, I would be surprised, I should say, if that due diligence was done.
What is the go with the face of the NRL every year?
Yeah.
It's
most years, yeah.
Most years.
We went through a period there where it was just, they just said, we're not going to do an NRL launch at all.
Because it's a, what's the word I'm after? It's like a poison chalice.
Poison chalice, yeah. Jesus, good to hear the Kiwi boys talking up their teammates. Ronaldo was the same when interviewed him. Marcelo sounds like a great person. Yeah, he is. He's a really good guy. How ironic that Montoya is an F1 fan, because this, for years, whenever I've heard his name, I always think of former F1 driver Juan Pablo Montoya.
Yeah.
Well, that's his uncle.
No,
it's not. It's not. DWZ's hair looks so good because he's used his soul glow, like the dude out of Coming to America. Remember that? Eric LaSalle, his name was. Yeah, the whole family would get off the couch and there'd be a big stain of soul glow. Now, two dead pigeons in the water tank from Noosa.
What?
Says, the only thing better than driving a Kia is driving a Kia whilst eating KFC in a South jersey. We may have a favourite.
I think so.
Now, Steve says, if only the nurses at Manly Hospital knew back in 1960 that when Glenn was born, he'd grow into be a radio icon adored by millions.
Oh,
I agree.
What did he talk about tonight?
I forgot. Guys, I love watching many sports.
Yeah.
St. Boyd says, Jess Fox got me watching kayaking in her last Olympics. It was sensational.
I tune into
my large kayaking event I can now, if I can. And I remember her dad was commentating it as well. That was pretty special.
Hey, it's a good text from Cam here. Boys, where is the NRL ad this year? Has it been released yet, or was the Kia ad stolen? The show it has. Did someone say KFC?
Actually, Cam, that's a really good idea. That's a really good text, I should say. Yeah. Haven't seen anything, have we?
No. G'day, Shaggers. All you South haters can go get a German Shepherd size dog up you. No, Reptile. Yes, Reptile, but no. That's great.
It's actually come through six times, but it's all right.
He's angry.
Again, gents, Michael Johnson was a star. Remember him, 400, 200 meter runner?
Yeah.
That I really wanted to watch. And I got my chance to watch him win gold in 2000. On another note, just wanted to thank you guys and the SN team for making my drive enjoyable.
Oh, thank you.
I've had a rough few months, guys. The Tigers came last. The Thunder came last. Unfortunately, my father passed away and my marriage gave away too. But you guys keep putting a smile on my dial. That's Tiger Ray from Sussex.
Thank you, mate.
We're glad we can do that, Tiger Ray, because not only it's us, but it's also the listeners. We're all one big happy family.
We certainly are.
All right, we're there for you.
We've got to go to a break on that note. I'm going to give away the $200 voucher. You can pick Sats when we come back.
And it's not Steve. He said Brett Kenny should have been in the Kia ad instead of you, Sats.
Hear, hear. Break time. Back to wrap up the show next.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer.
This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer.
This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. This is Sports Day.
Plenty of texts, isn't there?
It's nuts.
Shane from Coffs Harbour about the Ezra Mam and Spencer Lenu. It's sad for both young players, to say the least, he says. Yeah.
Yep. KFC takes footy seriously, Sats. As they do, fried chicken, take the night off with a family feast and keep the team happy. Let's give away that final $200 voucher for KFC.
Are we doing now?
Yeah, do it.
There's a lot, you know, it's Canara Cowboy, thank you very much. Budster, outstanding. So many really good ones. But we're going to go with two dead pigeons in the water tank. From Noosa.
Right.
The only thing better than driving a Kia is driving a Kia while eating KFC in a South jersey. Huss, we know that. Can't say it.
You know I wasn't allowed to wear my South Smith's Crisp jersey on Sunday to the markets?
Why not?
Ari wouldn't let me. No, Marnie wouldn't let me. How bad's that?
She's so awesome. Sharky T says, how good will it be in Bali in your Rabbitohs jersey driving a Kia eating KFC?
Yes. Yeah, we'll be good. Well done. Thank you, everyone, for your
Dave
your text
says the NRL 2024 launch ad was Vegas.
But that's not an ad.
Well, no. It's,
like, where's the theme?
But he's had an impact.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. But mate, everyone loves a song, you know. I reckon if you're going to go to the expense of getting Tina Turner the musical at the grand final last year, don't laugh, then why don't you just bring back the best? Why not?
I don't know whether they're allowed to.
Everyone, well, you just got to pay royalties, right?
Yeah.
And just use some old footage of Tina Turner. It'd be awesome, mate.
Rat wants Travis Baker.
Why?
Who is he?
Country western singer, I think.
Is he a rap? I thought he was a rapper or something.
Oh, is he?
I think so.
He probably wears one of those stupid Byron Bay hats.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
Hey, it's been amazing. Again, we can't even get through all your text messages. Oscar from the Valley says, Woogie, your TNT intro is some of the most creative radio since the invention of the Secret Sound. Take a bow. Thank you, mate.
Good stuff.
Mate, Secret Sound was one of the greatest contests ever, along with the birthday wheel. Who would have thought? We'll spin the wheel, and if your birthday month comes up and your year, you've got to go. Have a good night. Thanks for joining us.
See you tomorrow.
See ya. Good night.